This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including the hilarious Alice Levine on Real or No Real. Radio 1's gaming expert Julia Hardy plays an extremely wet innuendo bingo. And what food have you woken up to? Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. All right.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm all right. You?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, not too bad. You?
Yeah, you? Sorry, we're just reenacting something I saw on Facebook the other day, which we did actually play on the show, Towie in 30 seconds. Mm. And it's just people going, all right, yeah, you? Yeah, you? Yeah, all right, you? Yeah, all right. It's most of the show.
I've stumbled upon another show, which I watched just because it annoys me. There's nothing against the main guy in it, by the way. It's just, it's a terrible show.
Right.
And I watch it.
What is it?
Because I find it so funny.
What?
I think it's a little bit old, but it popped up. You know where you can see box sets and it recommended it?
Yeah.
God knows why it recommended it to me, but recommended a show called Player in Marbella. Right?
What is this?
Which is Elliot Wright, I think used to be on Towie. Wright's brother or cousin. Player in Marbella, and it's about him setting up a bar in Marbella.
It says a lot, because obviously...
Scott.
It says a lot about what you watch, because obviously it will find similar things to recommend. What?
It's like the voiceover for it throughout it is like, here's Elliot Wright and the boys, and it's all very much like, this is Elliot's wife or this is Elliot's girlfriend. Nothing goes on without her knowing. It's like it's really like it's so over the top.
I want to see it.
Yeah, I really kind of want to share it. And here's the thing, right? I'm watching it.
Yeah.
So however much I'm saying it's awful, I still find it entertaining.
But you love all those shows. That's why it's recommended it for you. That's why it's in your box
set. It's worrying that's what it recommends.
Yeah, but you're not averse to a bit of X on the Beach, are you? Or Catfish? It's all the same.
Yeah, secretly I quite like it, I think.
Exactly. Scott Mills. I think you're the only person that's seen this show, Chris.
I can't be. That's it. I've never heard of it before until it popped up as something that needs to be recommended. Player in Marbella.
Starring Elliot Wright.
Yeah.
Does he do a little cheeky wink to the camera at the beginning?
He does.
Was saying?
The start of it is like the titles for the film Ocean's 11.
Oh,
they've
wow.
tried to really build it up, but the voiceover... I'm going to have to get some clips because the voiceover is ridiculous.
Bring it to us tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
Some people are saying that it's not even set in Marbella. It's like 10 miles away.
Yeah, but that doesn't work for the rhyme, does it?
No. I mean, and also, you could do loads, couldn't you, in different locations? Like, I don't know, Sri Lanka. What rhymes with Sri Lanka now? This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Took Chris clothes shopping earlier.
Oh, it was hell.
No, it wasn't.
It was horrible.
Right, it was before I arrived. Then, literally, as soon as I arrived, bosh. We did it, how long? What, 10 minutes?
I was in the shop for an hour before.
I know.
So many problems. No phone signal. Or, like, even worse than that, one bar. So I was trying to get help, and it wasn't really happening.
Well, he was trying to phone me, but it was... Like, what shop are you in?
Also, this shop, right? Not a team player. The sizes in this shop, which was the shop you told me to go to...
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on. It was, like, size 53...
Yeah.
Size something else was size 60. It's like these are not normal sizes.
That's the European sizes there.
Where's the mediums?
That's the shop that rhymes with Farah took Chris to.
It wasn't right.
Well, it's because generally the clothes are made for quite small Spanish people, and that's why the sizes are as they are.
Honestly, I've doubled in the numbers that I thought I was.
I know. I mean, it's not a shop to go if you're feeling a bit big, eh?
Is it European numbers? Is that what it is?
European numbers. But I think we've got a good outfit for your wedding in Spain. Yeah. Not too hot. Also, when I arrived, you were like, actually, that wasn't too bad at all. You like it that you can see the exits in there, don't you?
Yeah, as long as you can see where the door is, it's fine.
Yeah. That other place, too enclosed.
I can't do the other one.
I know. Feels like he's trapped. Scott Mills. Another thing about clothes shopping with you earlier, I'm so glad that you didn't buy those trousers that you sent me a picture of before I arrived.
The Harry Styles ones?
Yeah, he's like, I could go full Styles. I was like, no. Only Styles can pull off those looks.
No, but with a white shirt, just Larry trousers.
No. No. You don't want to be like budget Harry Styles, which is what would have happened. I'm glad I intervened. This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. It's the host of Radio 1's gaming show on BBC iPlayer, Julia Hardy. Hi!
Hi! How are you guys doing?
Good. I am really surprised that you came back for round two, Julia.
Apparently I just like Chris spitting water on me. Didn't know it was a thing. Apparently it's a thing.
You got a taste for it.
Oh, mate! No, that was too far.
But you have brought your own towel today, which is very prepared.
I made the mistake last time of not bringing underwear, which apparently you need underwear in case you don't know.
It seeps through, yeah. So tell us what you're filming today, because this is quite cool.
Okay, so
in between doing this, so you're going to get soaked and then have to go back filming again.
Yeah, my producer was slightly concerned about this. So we are shooting for the next iPlayer show, which is all about VR. So not just, virtual reality, I should say. And not just in video games, because actually VR is going to affect a lot of different things. In music, you're going to have the ability to get the best seats in the house watching concerts in VR.
No way.
Well, it'll be your seat, won't it? That's the point. You sit in whatever chair you want.
Well, you can do whatever you like, really.
Right.
And then you'll just get an amazing view because VR.
Yeah, right, so and they'll sell tickets.
Right, so you buy a gig ticket for, let's say, Beyonce for £20.
Yeah.
Stick the virtual reality on, it's like you're there.
Yeah, so this is the new things that are happening, yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, but what they need to do with that, because they've got all the kind of visuals of it sorted, it looks really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's at a standard now, because for a long time this has been a good idea, but it kind of hasn't looked right.
So it's the third time around. Third time's a charm. Like, the technology was always a bit rubbish, but now the technology is really, really sound. You've got lots of big, big companies getting behind it, like Google, Facebook, you know, you've got HTC Vive, which is basically like a Star Trek holodeck, if there are nerds out there who perhaps watch that series. Right. So it is incredible, and it's, you know, you can literally do anything. I had a very simple experience on the HTC Vive, which was just Google Earth. I flew over the Earth. It was like one of the simplest things, but was so incredible. You can go into towns.
Can you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So is the money for someone, if I was looking at getting into this game, right, they've got the virtual reality thing sorted, but what they probably haven't mastered is the smells.
They actually made one for the South Park game last year at E3.
So you can see everything.
Yeah, but they obviously, as it was a South Park game, it was ask Stefan Powell next time you see him. He still like retches a little in his mouth from that experience.
Because if you are at a Beyonce gig and you're that close to her,
you want to smell
Beyonce.
You do want
to be able to smell her.
You're very sensory, aren't you?
Yeah.
But no, I just think this is what virtual reality is meant to be, isn't it?
And the next step.
What they'll do, though, is they'll be like, this is what Beyonce smells like, and it'll be her perfume range, and then it'll be like, click here to buy it.
Yeah, that's the future. Yeah. That is the future right there.
That is. Well, music doesn't make a lot of money, does it, really? It's got to find what makes the money somehow.
Virtual reality, for anything. Think of the possibilities there, Scott. You can literally watch anything.
Yes. What are you filming today? Something to do with Star Trek?
So they've got this game called Star Trek Bridge Crew, which is a cooperative virtual reality game. So you get your mates together. So I've got a team, Dev's got a team, and we're going head-to-head trying to save, you know, some wayward ships out in space.
Right.
And it's great because it's got gesture control, so you can kind of wave at each other. You can dab, should you want to dab.
How's Dev got involved in this? Why haven't we been invited along? We should be doing this kind of stuff.
It's only in the other room. It's in the loft. Have a go, Phil.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Have you seen what they've done to it? They've literally made a whole like mock-up kind of interior of a spaceship.
Oh, wow.
Looks really cool.
Now, Star Trek, remind me, that's the one with the lightsabers and Ewoks, right?
I'm not answering that. You're being silly. Come on now.
Oh, I thought she said a rude word.
Julia Hardy.
Scott Mills.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I'm Scott Mills. We play this game Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1:45 on BBC Radio 1. It involves two people sitting opposite each other, hearing some things that sound a bit rude but aren't from the TV and radio, and then hopefully soaking one each other with their mouths. Julia Hardy, off of Radio 1's Gaming Expert, is playing today. She's agreed to do it again. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But, are we ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You got your hat on, so it means you're ready.
I've got my little shower. This is doing nothing for my
What is that hat?
It's a shower cap. Have you never used a shower cap before?
No, never had to, really.
So this is just to keep the hair dry?
I mean, I know we have hand dryers now, but they're not up to drying the hair speed, I don't think.
No. And you've got filming after this, darling.
Like literally right afterwards, so, yeah.
Right, so, first up, if you could take the water in your mouths, please. We're going to 5 Live Extra, Test Match Special, featuring the legendary Jonathan Agnew. This is going to be a white one, I think. Now, Agus is... lost it already. Agus is here, just being brutally honest about how he spends his holidays.
Hello, Agus. It's our...
Ebony Ranger. I haven't seen you for months.
I know. Where have you been? Well, you've been trotting around on horses, haven't you?
Well, I did a little bit.
The rest of us have been in the office or in the cold, and you're...
Well, yes. I showed you my riding film.
It was very good. I was quite jealous, actually.
Yeah. Beautiful place. Beautiful place. Riding it. I've had a hand job.
And that's what Agus does when he's not on the cricket.
I thought you were talking about the film.
Beautiful place. Beautiful place. Right again. I've had a hand job. Mm-hmm.
It's all been going on. And next, we're going to coast versus country on All Four, where couples look for a new house on either the coast or in the country, as the name would suggest. Mm-hmm. Now, judging by the sound of what's on offer here, it sounds like they're in the country. All sorts. All sorts goes on there.
So how's this one?
Lovely.
Is it short and fat enough for you?
It's short and fat, just so I like it.
I mean, ideally, I think we would like a little bit bigger, but it's not.
It's big enough.
I think I might be onto a winner here.
I know, I'm trying to find a negative, but it's hard.
Oh, my goodness.
Love her. I might watch that show more often. Water, please.
It's big enough.
I think I might be onto a winner here.
I know, I'm trying to find a negative, but it's hard.
Now, now it's Countryfile on BBC One. And let's hear from Ben, who is a chainsaw sculpture.
What?
No,
what?
Sculptor. Not a sculpture.
Is he a sculptor or the sculpture?
Sculptor.
Because he probably doesn't talk much if he's an inanimate object.
All right. Here we go. Now, I used to get a lot of similar calls to this. But as I told you the other day, just one phone call to your phone provider will shut them down.
Where do you get it all from?
Well, most of this comes from Norfolk, Suffolk and Essex. People ring me up, offer me wood.
Does that often happen to you, Chris?
Not so much to me.
Just call your phone provider.
I mainly get PPI.
People ring me up, offer me wood.
Now, we're going to the news on BBC Radio 2. This is a favourite from last time we played the game on Tuesday. Now, this French economic advisor. You know the one,
that's
Chris?
Really,
oh, Jacques.
Yeah, Jacques. Now, he does promise to be tough on Brexit. But I don't think they're going to take him seriously.
Chief economic advisor has insisted that though he will be tough during Brexit talks, he won't seek to punish Britain. Jacques Maillard, who's a Republican member of the French Parliament...
You're a robot wizard, is it?
What a good name.
A little bit.
Oh, Jacques.
Jacques Maillard, who's a Republican member of the French Parliament.
Water, please. Julie Hardy's on Any of the Bingo. I have a video for you later on Radio 1 Facebook.
Virtual reality video, maybe.
Maybe. A classic clip now from Location, 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 where we join a very excited Kirsty Allsop, who's about to say something she may later regret.
Gents, we are in an eel and pie house. Sum up what you're looking for before I open my pie hole too wide.
What? What is she saying that?
Pie hole?
Why would you say that?
Before I open my pie hole too wide.
There was a too wide after, I even missed it. That's even better.
Kirsty Allsop there. She must regret that.
She's been on before, though, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah. But I bet she doesn't. I bet she's like, oh, why did I say that? Probably doesn't watch the episode anymore.
Before I open my pie hole too wide.
Water, please.
Drenched.
Next, it's a classic from Channel 4's Obsessive Compulsive Cleaners. Now, I like being clean. But... Julia. Mm-hmm. I do like being clean, but... But this is ridiculous.
20% of Brits admit to never polishing or dusting their homes. But for some, the duster is rarely out of their hands.
I'm polishing my helmet and I do it three times a day.
Three times a day! That's normally just a one-off treat for me. Maybe on a day off.
I'm polishing my helmet, and I do it three times a day.
Three times a day. Water, please.
Sorry, it was just because Chris was leaking and I could feel that it was going somewhere.
Yeah, I'm very wet right now.
You really are. Now it's Holiday of a Lifetime with Len Goodman. A show where the former Strictly judge revisits a celebrity's favourite holiday. I got offered to do this show once. There's a no from me. Where are me and Len going to go?
Holiday?
Yeah.
What even is that?
So they asked me, they're like, where did you used to go on holiday as a kid? I was like, I don't know, like... Bognor?
New Forest?
Bognor Regis? New Forest? What are me and Len going to do in the New Forest? Absolutely not. Anyway, I have no idea where Len is holidaying this week, but... if this is on offer, then get me on that next plane, please.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
No.
Sorry, what was, are they talking about?
They're having a dessert, the spotted dick.
Yeah,
the spotted.
Okay.
I don't know who the other lady is.
Don't abbreviate it.
Have you another dick back there?
Yeah, it's not something you abbreviate.
Have you got a spare dick?
And finally, let's go back to obsessive compulsive cleaners on Channel 4. Now... I love looking around other people's houses. Mm-hmm. But you know when you're being shown around other people's houses? Just keep your thoughts to yourself. Don't say it out loud.
This is the bathroom, which I think is relatively clean.
You've got a hairy plug hole.
And that was that was a great In Your Bingo with Julia Hardy, who definitely gives as good as she gets. Watch out for the gaming show featuring virtual reality on BBC iPlayer. It'll be there for you soon. Thank you, Julia.
Scott Mills.
Oh, the Blackpool fans are going to Luton. And that team will be with Carlisle in the final. Is that right? I'm really out of my depth.
Carlisle and Exeter tonight.
So out of my depth. But
who do you want to win?
I like it that I'm doing football on Radio 1.
Carlisle or Exeter?
I love both.
Yeah, but what's your leaning to? You've had good times in both.
I have, actually.
I mean, there was Exeter big weekend last year. There was Carlisle big week a couple of years before that. But which is your favourite? God, this is really hard for you, isn't it?
Carlisle.
Is it?
Yeah.
I genuinely didn't think you were going to move off the fence there.
Well, no, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I apologise to Exeter. I'm sure you're also very good. Here's the thing, right? I do apologise for taking you to that awful cafe for lunch today.
Okay.
We got some a takeaway for lunch and I was like, let's go to this place. I like a normal cafe sometimes, and in London that's hard to find because everywhere now is like sushi, more Vietnamese. Sometimes I just want to be able to go to the salad bar as often as I want, and sometimes I just want a jacket potato with some tuna mayonnaise. You know what I'm saying?
But it's mad. Everything normally, especially around here, is like street food. Yeah. Everything's got to be like that, and you're right, and a lot of people would be surprised by that.
No, I just want to go somewhere normal. So today we did, and I apologise for that slop they put in that that plastic container.
But it's what you wanted.
Yeah, but I didn't like it. And what I'm saying now is that we need to start making our own food and bring it in, and we'll take it in turns, each member of
Mate,
the team.
Mate, I've already suggested it, and you said that wasn't going to happen. I suggested like a come dine with me style thing, where like one person does for everyone that day and takes it in turns. You weren't having any of it.
Only because I know I wouldn't stick to it. But I'm saying now, I've U-turned, I think that's what we should do.
It's a good idea.
Save us a lot of money. HRH on the show, the one that looks royal, he's always bringing his own food every single day.
And it looks banging.
It looks banging. It's something he's prepared the night before, probably in a slow cooker. You're never far away from a sweet potato frittata with him. So why can't we do the same?
Well,
I can't cook.
Let's do it.
Chicken in a bag, anyone?
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
A bit like I'm hearing a little bit of Lily Allen vocally. That is Jerry Williams, And the track is I'm Not In Love With You. And I like it, despite her being from Portsmouth.
Well, what I love about Jerry Williams is like, just
only because I'm from Southampton, I just want to say that.
God, you're really about the town rivalries today.
I'm not at all. Every time I meet someone from Portsmouth, like, we've got a beef, haven't we? I'm like, no, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's about football.
What I really like about Jerry Williams is just how happy she is that her song's been played on Radio 1.
Is she?
So on her Twitter right now, there's a video of her dancing around Portsmouth just because the song's on Radio 1.
Oh.
She's like, well, she just looks very free and easy and sort of dancing on there.
Is it a video from now where she's dancing up the spinnaker or something?
She's not up the spinnaker. She's by the side of the sea, from what I can see.
Okay.
But she's very happy.
That'd be South Sea, that, wouldn't it? Thanks, Jerry Williams.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Hannah and Chiswick, who says, saw Jerry Williams live at British Summertime last year and off to Great Escape to see her tonight. Big fan.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. I really like her.
Really like her. And yeah, there's a lot of love coming in for that song for Jerry Williams. Okay, I've got Route 94 and Jess Glynn coming up. I've got Snake Hips and Zane. Where are we at? Oh, yeah, it's 2-1
to me on bangers.
To Chris in bangers, which, incidentally, is what I predict the score will be in tonight's playoff semi-final second leg between Exeter and Carlisle.
I mean, it's great hearing you do sport. By the way, my banger choice today is amazing. You're going to have to bring something good.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I love the drums. Am I being over sassy today?
A couple of people have mentioned it, yes.
Have they?
Yes. Michelle on Twitter says, why is Scott Mills so sassy today? Hashtag, are you okay, hun?
I didn't realise that I was being. I'm just not in the mood for fools today. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, nearly the weekend. Let's be efficient.
Yep.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Emily.
Hi.
This is fitness instructor Emily, Chris.
Hi, Emily.
Hiya, you're right.
Oh, so you sound fit.
Oh, thanks. I really don't look fit right now, but thank you.
Well, you're a fitness instructor. You can just tell when people are... They just sound healthy.
Fitness instructors do have to be fit. It's a funny one, that, isn't it? Because you don't necessarily... Like the manager of a football club, for example, isn't necessarily in the best shape and can't play football that well, but they can manage. It's odd that fitness instructors have to be actual fit.
Yeah, we have to be actually fit.
You do, really?
Because you can just tell people to be fit, really.
Like, I am fit. Like, I do my exercise, but I love food. Yesterday, it was my day off, and I literally ate about 6 digestives just back to back.
Digestives are good for you, I think.
No,
aren't
not
they?
Good for you.
There's nothing on them.
Rather balanced, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but for a fitness instructor, 6 digestives is loads.
Yeah, but that's like the bottom part of a cheesecake, isn't it? It's not much.
Yeah, exactly. I needed it, obviously.
Yeah, you got to treat yourself. What are you working today? Are you teaching anything today?
Yeah. So I leave for work in about an hour, and I've already done 2 classes this morning, and I've got another spin class later.
Oh, that's you see? Mad.
Fit. And do you actually do the class, or do you just shout?
Oh, no, I do the class as well.
Well, you're in tip-top condition.
Do you always do the same tunes for it as well?
Oh, yeah, like, I make all my own playlists. I mean, I'm pretty good.
That's my favourite bit of the spin class, what the music they play.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet you get really fussy about it.
No, they're generally good. The one that we go to, that I go to near here... It's
always Pitbull, surely.
No, it's not. Like it's Zumba. All sorts. No. Sometimes they play like Biffy Clyro in there.
Really?
Yeah. It's not just like gay disco. It's like there's all sorts.
Right.
The one that I go to is like there's a lot of flashing. It's like a club in there. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And people they keep saying inspirational quotes on the little mic there. Is that what you do?
Sometimes, but I cringe at stuff like that. I mean, like, I'll be like, don't give up, and I'll be like, yeah, saying all this stuff, but I won't say anything that's, like, ultra cringe.
Yeah, well, they say things like, this isn't just for your body, this is for your mind.
Well, why don't you give us one right now? Because I think we could do with it today, right, Scott? So just give us one, like, big motivational thing.
Imagine we're turning it up a notch on the spin class.
Yeah, come on, like, really give it to us here.
What, me?
Yeah.
You.
Oh, God, no, I can't. See, I can't do it when I'm not on a spin class.
Just tell us we're doing everything right.
Well, imagine, start cycling and imagine you are in a spin class.
Oh, God. See, all I'm looking at right now is myself in the mirror with a face mask on, and I can't picture myself.
Can't do it. No, you can't do it. You've got a face mask on?
Yeah.
How long has it been on for?
You know those, like, peel-off nose strips that you can do?
Yeah.
Well, I was told to leave it on for your entertainment, and I've left it on for, like, 5 minutes longer than I should, so this is going to hurt when
Oh, no, take that off. I don't know. What idiot told you that?
Someone on the phone.
Oh, I think it's because someone wants you to rip it off on air, so let's do this now. Ready?
Am I doing it?
Yeah.
Have I got to do it really far?
Yep. 1, 2, 3.
Get off.
Ow!
But the rewarding thing is you get to choose bangers today, and I reckon, well, I know mine's really good.
You go first then.
All right, if you choose mine today, I think the whole of the UK will be so happy. It's a good one. Come on, guys, nearly the weekend. Julio Bashmore.
I bet he does.
Osev. Tune. Not hearing much enthusiasm from you. They normally make a noise when they like it.
Is this on your spin playlist?
But it's a good spin track. I might have to consider.
Oh, no, she's not gone, is she?
Not now. Is she there?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, good, yeah. So you can have Julio Bashmore, or you can have this.
Oh, my God, this isn't my...
Is it on your playlist?
It's on one of my playlists.
Yes!
Oh, so you've heard it enough already. Don't go for his.
Mm. Wizard, Martin Garrix. Filthy.
Yeah, two filthy bangers for you to choose from today.
Oh, filthy bangers. Oh, I'm so torn because I hear Wizard quite a lot because I play it a lot in spin, but it's a jam. I think I'm going to have to go with Julio Bashmore, please.
Yes.
That's bringing back a lot of good memories for people.
Love it.
That is Julio Bashmore on Radio 1. I didn't think you were going to be able to beat Martin Garrix, Wizard.
And
you
did. I've won the week with that one as well. 3-1 to me. Huge news.
That is a filthy track. They're both filth today.
Yeah, filth.
But brilliant. Scott Mills. Well done. Well done to Ellie in Winchester, who woke up to a whole room smelly of curry, looked down to 3 stone-cold, unopened bags of Indian takeaway, and an £80 receipt stapled to them.
She hadn't even eaten anything.
Nothing. Just woke up like that. Just asking you what food you've woken up to.
We've all done this.
Yeah, we have. Someone's like, why does your mate have 10 Milky Bar yogurts in their fridge? It's because they were on offer on the way home. That's why he got 10.
Shout out to Gary, who can relate to this story very much so.
Boshed the lot.
And do you know what? This has happened to me as well. I've had it with multitude of food, Scott. Kebab, pizzas. You just wake up the next morning, it's on the bed there.
Kit!
Hello!
You all right?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Confess.
One day I woke up with a bowl of rice pudding in my lap.
What?
In your lap?
In my lap. I was in bed and it was just on my quilt.
That's well weird. I mean, that's not the type of food that you go to bed with either.
I don't even like rice pudding.
Also, rice pudding. Ho!
Was it cold?
Yeah, and it was kind of congealed and it wasn't nice.
No memory of how it got there?
No, none at all.
This is a bit like when I woke up with the chocolate Weetabix. It looked like someone had protest.
Not for the first time. But with the rice pudding, like, you must have been in a really weird mind frame the night before. That's quite niche. Last food left in the cupboard sort of stuff.
No, I'd had an art exhibition the day before and I went to bed at like 12 and I just woke up. There was no alcohol involved. It was just there.
You woke up like this?
Absolutely.
Rice pudding in lap.
Probably because art exhibition, you felt a bit arty and different. Waffles wouldn't cut it.
Just rice pudding because that's normal.
That's totally normal, babes. Sam!
Hello, you okay?
What have you woken up with?
Well, I went out. I bought myself 2 foot long from Subway and ate one, and the other was all melted under my pillow.
Oh, gross.
Saved it for future me in the morning.
You're a madman. Who buys 2 foot longs?
It was stinking, greasy, melted cheese everywhere.
Yeah, what was the filling?
It was like chicken, bacon, ham and melted cheese.
Did you wake up with your hand wrapped round it?
Yeah, it was all just... My hand was, like, wet from... Like, it was, like, sweated because I had it toasted.
So you had your hand around 1 foot long?
Yeah, not for the first time.
Good.
Next caller.
Tom?
Hi.
What have you woken up with?
I went out a few weeks ago and got back and decided to take a plate full of ice cream to my room, apparently.
A plate of ice cream?
A plate of ice cream, which I obviously didn't eat any of because I woke up to it completely melted all over the floor at the foot of my bed. So not even near my bed. the only piece of cutlery in the room was a fork.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shame of it.
All over my bed sheets and just all over the floor and just the fork.
First thought when you woke up?
I didn't see it for ages. I spent like half the day in bed without realising, and then I got up. I was like, oh, for God's sake.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, come on.
It's like I didn't actually end up cleaning it up till the next day.
Yeah, of course.
It's like my friend Unlucky Gary who woke up with 10, that's right, count them, 10 Milky Bar yogurts.
And then a week later, I ended up going back to the freezer to get myself some ice cream and then going around the house, accusing my housemates of stealing it and putting an empty box back, and then I remembered.
Yeah, you had late night ice cream. It must have been so sticky.
Yeah, oh, it was horrible. The floor properly didn't get mopped off for like another week.
Oh, you'll get ants.
Yeah, I know, it's minging. But nice ice cream as well.
What flavour was the ice cream?
Clotted cream, vanilla.
Ice cream. Oh, someone's doing well.
Yeah, all right for you. Yeah. Going for the real hardcore Cornish stuff.
I was going through a phase of mango and vanilla clotted cream ice cream.
Posh ice cream.
Mm.
And what colour are your sheets?
Sort of grey. Yeah, they had to get put through the wash.
Oh, so you've got like white stains on them now.
I do, well, yeah.
Yeah.
You can always just tell people, don't worry, it's just the ice cream.
Yeah. Or just get to the washing machine before anyone else sees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well done to the person that woke up after a charity fundraiser with a tux on, full tux, and a whole Wesco Finest chocolate cheesecake with just one bite out of it. Rest of it on their face.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Alice.
Oh, hello.
Where are you getting them mints from? Woo!
They're a bit spicy, aren't they?
Quite spicy.
They have a very specific retailer.
A little bit too jazzy for me, actually.
They come in a tin.
I know. You know when they come in a tin, they're serious, right?
Dead fancy.
Right, so should we play Real or No Real?
Oh, let's.
How's your week been?
Yeah, really good, thanks, yeah. I was supposed to see you two last night, but you didn't turn up, so...
Oh, was that your book thing?
Yeah.
I actually had something on.
Oh, yeah, let me just check your tech. Oh, no, you didn't text me to say you weren't coming.
I actually didn't have anything on, but I'm... But what I mean is tonight I'm out. So I just thought I didn't want to ruin tonight.
Not two in a row. Okay, fair enough. Well, but thanks for being honest.
Me and you are having all the fun in Hull next week.
Yes, we're having a mini break, aren't we?
Yeah, we're having a mini break because Chris can't be with us all the time. So basically,
we get mad at him.
That sounds suspicious. That sounds yeah.
Well,
that is kind of what's happening.
Kind of true.
Yeah. Classic phase out. Yeah.
So you're being replaced by Alice next week.
Stunt double.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That'll no one will notice
next week. And here's today's Real or No Real.
Thanks to budget cutbacks, the island of Fernando's on Take Me Out is moving location from Tenerife to Butlins in Skegness, where more of the dates will have to happen indoors.
Great. Well, it was going to happen, wasn't it?
It was nice while it lasted.
You know, you got Mark and Laura there going out to the Fernando's every week on a bit of a jolly.
Yeah.
All the contestants, let's be honest. And it was only going to last so long before the budget people went, nah,
adds
come on.
Up, doesn't it?
It all adds up. Let's do it in the UK, guys. Mm.
I also think it's the biggest problem with the show is that you can only do so many dates on the Isle of Fernando's.
What else do you want to go?
Whatever. That's the great thing. If we do it round here, they can go for, I don't know, Chinese buffet, that right. kind of thing.
Okay.
Oh, like they could go city, they could go coastal.
They can do anything. They can do so many more dates.
Are you finding the dates a bit too similar every time?
Yeah, I don't rate that bit of the show, to be honest.
Do you not?
No, I think the dates could be a lot funnier and a lot better.
You don't rate the dating bit of the dating show?
No, because they've run out of ideas. It's like they're paddleboarding or doing a puzzle now. It's like, come on, let's do something funny.
I like it when it's supposed to be this like exotic island and it looks really like it's about to rain.
Looks a bit grey.
Yeah, I enjoy that
And the
a lot.
Sand looks like grit. It looks like construction sand, you know, yeah. a bit different, a bit coarse.
Because it's not always going to be good weather on Fernando's.
You can't guarantee it.
It's not. I went on holiday there a while ago, didn't I? I managed to get that cracking deal, actually, yeah. to go out there. And I wasn't aware it was Fernando's until Scott told me.
Was that the one where the hotel wasn't quite
The hotel
finished?
Wasn't built when I bought it.
Yeah. But it was actually lovely.
I remember that because
it was all right.
Weren't we getting day by day feedback? Yeah. We were getting breaking news.
And to really kind of wind me up with it, Scott had people from like BBC News contact me and they mocked up a picture of me in what looked like a war zone.
Yeah, because wasn't there the reception wasn't completely finalised, was it? The like cement was still setting.
No, there was a lot of things odd about it. I mean, the fact that the holiday was completely sorted for less than £100, I think, was like odd. It was like a £50 holiday, wasn't it?
It was. I was sceptical, not gonna lie. So is Fernando's not happening anymore, and it's gonna relocate, take me out, from Tenerife to Butlins and Skegness?
Great idea.
Well, I'm already a little bit annoyed that they call it the Isle of Fernando's, because not really a little isle, is it?
No, we all know where it is. It's Tenerife.
Yeah, deal with it. But I think Skegness is a great replacement.
Mm. Yeah, I totally agree. I'm really hope this is real. I'm going to go real.
I'm also going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Absolutely made up. Waste of time.
The whole thing is.
And next.
One Direction's Liam Payne's new look involves him wearing Cheryl Cole's trousers.
Okay, then. Sure.
Now, I read yesterday that he, and this could have been a mistake, he did refer to Cheryl as his wife in the interview.
But maybe it's like, you know, when you say her indoors, the wife, you can use it a bit casual, can't you?
Who says her indoors? Not the 70s.
The ball and chain. I don't even like the missus.
I hate the missus.
It's horrible.
I hate hubby.
Hubby's awful.
Uh-huh. What hubby. Would you like people to say?
Just husband.
My man.
Wife. My man.
Well, that's what Liam's done then. He's tried to avoid the things that annoy you, so he's gone wife.
The wife.
The wife.
So is he wearing Cheryl's trousers now?
She's a very petite lady. Mm, and actually, she's true. Quite a fan of a leather look trouser, isn't she? She likes a leather jegging. I don't know if that's the right terminology. Yeah. But
do you remember the ones from that music video, Call My Name? They were, you know, the really colourful trousers. Not that I remember.
Oh, yeah, they were like a
you remember the trousers, babe.
They were a pantaloon, weren't they? They were like a harem pant.
Oh, yeah, I remember, actually.
Yeah.
Do you remember the trousers?
Yeah.
Do you remember the trousers she wore in that video?
Weird.
I'll never forget the first time I saw those trousers.
Remember, there was a Call My Name video, it was. Oh, them trousers.
They were so colourful and they had a lovely gathering around the ankle.
Loved
them. Oh, wonderful.
Oh, they were lovely.
Loose leg, a lot of fabric.
I do remember the trousers.
Yeah, I know.
You creep.
Also, I think Liam's quite a snake hip, though. So I reckon he could fit into Cheryl's trousers.
He's quite slight.
I'm saying he's a 28.
For day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in that shop that we were in earlier, that would be like size 60, wouldn't it?
Well, that's
the numbers are way off. In the shop that rhymes with Huara.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, that's crazy in there.
Is it the same for girls?
Yeah, bit bonkers.
Yeah,
I thought it was just me.
We had to get XXL for him.
No, it wasn't XXL. No, the letters don't exist.
You were a whisper of a boy.
No, but Scott was saying they size everything down. What was it you said?
The shop make the clothes for small Spanish people.
Sorry?
They do, because it's a Spanish chain.
On a different scale?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, don't feel bad about it then. Doesn't matter what the number says.
We're
just about
than
how
Spanish.
It fits. Yeah, sure. Totally.
Real or no real, Liam is wearing Cheryl's trousers.
Is this...
You do that in a relationship. You sort of occasionally... no, you don't do that in a relationship. But I mean, you might borrow
your wife's trousers.
Your T-shirt. No, it's
a
normally
t-shirt.
The other way around.
And actually, in loads of shops, people talk about like boyfriend fit jeans, don't they? And girlfriend fit jeans. So maybe... Actually, do you know what? I'm going to say real.
Chris.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Yes. In the interview in the States that he did, he was asked about his new fancy trousers. Turns out he did borrow them off Cheryl. He said that since she's a fashionista, he should listen to her when it comes to dress sense. Liam is on The Breakfast Show to play Grimmy, his brand new single, and to play it to you as well. Strip That Down tomorrow morning.
I can see them right now. I'm not keen.
No. Also, can we talk about Liam's accent, please? Have you heard it? It's changed.
I've heard him talk.
Here he is at a concert in LA the other day.
Liam, I love that you're teasing us with your music, and it's coming out this coming Friday. What else can you tell us?
Just get ready to strip that down, I guess.
Ladies.
I don't want to give any more away. I'm excited about it. We worked hard, and Ed Sheeran helped me write it. Who loves Ed Sheeran? A lot of people love Ed Sheeran. So, it's coming out this Friday. Enjoy.
That's got to be a joke.
No, that was all of the members of 1D talking at different times.
No, that was Liam. No,
that
was Liam.
No, that was a bit of Niall in there.
Grimmy really needs to address this tomorrow morning.
Liam, I love that you're teasing us with your music, and it's coming out this coming Friday. What else can you tell us?
Just get ready to strip that down, I guess.
I guess. Yeah, ma'am.
Where has that come from?
Don't know.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Alice is playing Real or No Real with us, and I've got a final fact for you guys.
The King of the Netherlands, Willem Alexander, secretly flies passengers on short-haul flights across Europe for Dutch airline KLM.
Cool.
What?
Right, I'm obsessed with the Dutch royal family and have been for years.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why?
So I just am, because they're so cool. So every year, they on the monarch's birthday to celebrate, they have a massive car boot sale on the whole.
whole of the Netherlands.
I should be Dutch. This is right in my strata.
What do you mean, one massive, or do you think there's lots of...
Everywhere just becomes a market.
So one giant boot.
Yeah, where you can sell stuff from your boot. Also, the old queen, Queen Beatrix, used to just ride her bike through the centre of Amsterdam. The queen.
That's well worth liking the royals for, then, isn't
and
it?
And the king, this is the bloke, who used to be a right lad at uni, so all the Dutch used to call him Prince... What is it? A Prince Pils, which is the lager prince.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, fine.
Dutch for lager, though.
Lager prince, yes.
Because lads, lads, lads.
The lager prince.
Yes, the lager prince.
Yeah.
Okay, so it seems reasonable then. Well, no, does it, that the lager prince would be flying planes?
No, he's not that anymore.
No, former lager prince.
Former, that was when he was at uni. Those days are gone.
Yeah, you've got to change things when you become king, don't you?
Well, or a pilot, maybe.
So,
but what do you mean secretly flies? That suggests he sneaks in.
Well, you can't be like, hello, there's the king here. I'm about to fly you to London.
No, but equally, you can't just sneak into a plane that you want to fly and go, hello, I'm the king. I'm going to fly this now.
Well, maybe he is a pilot.
So where they go... Greg does this much better. Have you heard his pilot voice?
He's
so good at it.
Right.
So good at it. Where he's like, my name's Tony, I'm your pilot today. The temperature in London is a cool 15 degrees with a southeasterly breeze. If you would like to look to your left, you'll see the team. We've got Charlotte, Miranda, and Emma.
Your pilot voice is good. How about yours?
They'll be doing everything they can to make you feel comfortable today, so just sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
Just like to shout out the One World Travel passengers. Yeah. Who are they?
Who are they?
Stop shouting them out.
Yeah, because no one on this plane is putting their hand up again. That's me.
Also, why do they need a shout-out?
So would you go, today your pilot is me, HRH Willem, and
no.
He just wouldn't let people know, he'd just do it.
Is this real? Does he secretly fly passengers, the Dutch king, on short-haul flights?
No, real.
I think it's good to have a hobby, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes, I told you they were cool.
Yes.
The monarch has taken to the skies twice a month for the last 21 years as part of his hobby, but doesn't have plans for long-haul trips because he needs to be able to get him home quickly in case of national emergency. To keep incognito, he just calls himself the captain over the tannoy. But he is going to have to retrain on the new planes because KLM are just about to update their fleet.
Oh, cool.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I scored absolutely nothing. Alice scored 20.
That's how it's done. Don't ask me.
Are you treating
just,
us...
Don't ask me.
Are you treating us to...
Don't.
Being, oh, yeah, what's going on this weekend?
Just play a song. Just
are you
song.
Treating us to a radio appearance this weekend on Radio 1?
I'll see you in Hull.
Not this
not
weekend.
One, no.
Stop.
Are you on this weekend?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, and how about August?
I've heard August is loose.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
We're back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.